Welcome once again to A Daily Walk, where we talk about some of the practical aspects of the Christian life. Today I want to talk to you about a battle that each believer faces within. It's a battle between what the Bible calls the flesh and the spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, the Apostle Paul says this, "For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish." Within each one of us, there is this internal struggle. When the Bible speaks about the flesh, it's not talking about your skin that's on your body. It's talking about a carnal nature, a nature that is not submitted to God. And when it talks about the spirit, it talks about the spirit-filled life. And there is that struggle within each person. The flesh longs to go after these things that promise to satisfy, and yet it's never satisfied. And then the spirit is pulling us in a direction where we know that only the Lord can meet those needs. And we're in a constant battle. And the enemy is inciting the flesh, and the world is seeking to draw us after the flesh. And the spirit is seeking to pull us this way and pull us that way. And there is a battle. And sometimes you feel like you're caught right in the middle of it. And the question is, well, what am I going to do? How can the spirit overcome the flesh? How can I be victorious? I'm tired of falling. I'm tired of getting tripped up. If you want to know how to win the battle between the flesh and the spirit, it comes down to which one you're going to feed. Which one are you going to provide sustenance for? Listen, if you feed the flesh, if you give to the flesh will dominate the spirit. And when it comes down to temptation and you're facing something, you're going to get tripped up because you've consistently fed the flesh. On the other hand, if we will feed the spiritual side of our lives, if we'll feed upon the Word of God and be in fellowship with God's people and live in a state of worship and prayer with the Lord, then when that temptation comes, the spirit's going to be stronger than the flesh, and it will overcome temptation. Guys, I want to encourage you. As I encourage myself, I want to be victorious in my walk with the Lord. And the only way that I can do that is to be led by the Spirit and to feed that spiritual part of my life, and so that it will be strong and victorious in the battle that we face on a daily basis. There is victory, but you got to feed the Spirit.
See?